Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley. I'd like to welcome in my Saturday partner on the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS, 8 to 11 a.m., Tom Crawford. Hello, Tom.
How are you doing tonight, Jack?
Well, just fine. Are you ready for this divorce of conferences with Michigan and Ohio State?
You know, as strange as it may sound, I just really haven't been twisted up in that on the Michigan-Ohio State thing and the divisions and all that stuff, because I'm more focused on just hoping and praying this Michigan football team can turn things around and get back into a competitive state, more so than how they're going to be aligned in divisions. I mean, if they keep playing the way they are, it doesn't matter what division, they might as well join the MAC at this rate. And, I guess you're probably talking about this Michigan-Ohio State game at the last game of the season and then potentially play in a Big Ten championship game, one or two weeks later, and the repetitiveness of that. I hope they have that problem, because that hasn't happened a lot recently where be in position to do that. So hasn't been a big phobic thing for me like it has been for a lot of other Michigan fans today.
Well, a lot of people think that it could make it anticlimactic. You've got that game, and a lot of people are going to be looking ahead to the conference championship game where you would have two good teams meeting.
Yeah, I mean, people forget about where's Iowa and, you know, Penn State and, some of these other solid clubs, and Nebraska next year, for that matter, right, coming to play. I mean, it's just not going to be Michigan-Ohio State. I know we have a historical element, and I also know that they've thrown the idea of having those two teams, Michigan-Ohio State, maybe play in October and then have a rematch and, at the end of the season. That's a little presumptuous, too. So I haven't really been all that twisted up in it because of the fact that, Saturday at 3:30, how they do against UConn is a much higher priority for me.
Well, I've heard a lot of different alignments over the past 3 days. And the one that I got today was Michigan, Michigan State, Nebraska, Iowa, Minnesota, and Northwestern. Don't ask me why. Ohio State, Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, Purdue, and Penn State in the other division. So of the traditional power teams, or the current power teams, you would have Nebraska and Iowa now, and Ohio State and Wisconsin. You would have two of the top 12 teams in the polls in each of these divisions. You would have Michigan and Michigan State together with Nebraska, Iowa, Minnesota, and Northwestern. And I am struck by the fact that if they do keep divisions for basketball, and that's still up in the air, Michigan State would seem to have almost a walkthrough with Michigan, Nebraska, Iowa, Minnesota, and Northwestern in this division. The other division has got Ohio State, Wisconsin, Illinois, Purdue. That one looks absolutely flooded with teams.
Yeah, I didn't think that basketball was going to be part of the equation, Jack. I don't think it should be. I think what the Big Ten is trying to avoid in football is to have happen to them what happens to the Big 12 every year, where the Big 12 South is so much better than the Big 12 North. But for basketball, they don't do the divisions, do they, in the Big 12?
No, and you know what they should do in football? And I've been slow to come to this conclusion, Tom. They shouldn't have divisions. Because you could have a year where your top three teams could be in one division, and the other division, you could have basically a 500 team. That's what's wrong with the Big 12 now. The South is so much stronger than the North. Just play the thing and take your top two teams and let them play off.
You're right. They should do that, because that's what you'll ultimately want to have happen anyway.
Right.
And, that thing up in Kansas City or in Dallas, that Big 12 championship game, has been such a flop lately. So, I hate to say this, but I agree with you. And I'm very uncomfortable doing that, but I agree with you, Jack.
I don't know if you heard the weather forecast for Saturday, but they're talking about temperatures in the 60s in the state of Michigan. Did you order this weather?
I haven't gotten a smile off my face yet, because the worst thing I hate is an 82-degree day at the Big House at opener when it feels about 95 with old Sardine City in there. So this is just this is an aberration. This is fantastic. I cannot wait till Saturday when I have to wear long-sleeve shirts, and I'm all about it.
I think of a couple of Michigan openers against App State and Utah at home, and However hot it was in the field, it was about 15 degrees hotter inside Tom Crawford's collar when the Wolverines went down to defeat. But
that's that right.
We have a lot to talk about, Tom, and we'll go over the divisional setup. We have some great guests. Scott's been working very hard for our first show of the year, and we're going to have Keith Jackson on a week from Saturday. So look forward to that as well. And a lot to talk about as the start of Big Ten football. And, hey, we've got week two of the high schools coming up too.
Yeah, it's tomorrow night. We'll break that all down on Saturday. I'm looking forward to it. We are Christmas morning. It is right on the threshold here, Jack. Cannot wait to open the presents.
Well, 7 o'clock on the Big Ten Network, you'll be able to see the unveiling of this divisional alignment. I believe it's exactly what I said, but we'll find out for sure. Thanks so much, Tom. Appreciate it.
No problem, Jack. Thanks for having me on.
We'll be right back with George Perlis.